everyone. Welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how are you?
Welcome back, Todd. Doing good here. Kate, I want to thank Kate again. Last week, we had a ball on the show. If you hadn't listened to it yet, go back and listen to that one.
Yes, absolutely. And before we get into the topic too much today, I just want to share with everyone, I did a couple of the shows I was on that was back in Hawaii last week for a dermatologist appointment and had a spot removed, and it didn't look real good. But fortunately, the pathology came back negative, so I've dodged a bullet there, Mike. So
yes, for sure.
So any of you that are, you know, it's just this skin cancer stuff is pretty bad. So if you have something on your body that you need to look at, public service announcement, go see your dermatologist or your doctor. Don't delay. I didn't know it, but melanoma is the number two killer of people in cancers.
Oh, yeah.
Only second to pancreas cancer. So so don't mess around, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, hey, on a more happy note, and I am happy the pathology came back negative.
Yes, I was going to say, that sounds like a happy note to me. So.
It is. It is. but we got some news. We got a best practice. Of course, we've got stuff going on here at Blueberry. We got a Blueberry Pro Tip. We've got an interview and a question of the week. So full agenda for us. Leading into the news, the 26th Annual Webby Awards are open for early registration.
Yep. If you want to get in there, you know, for your website or your video or your podcast, or you can do apps and software, even social. So, yeah, they have a lot of categories out there for Webby Awards. And, yeah, they've been around 26 years, as it says here. And, I remember when they first came out, it was just for websites. And, you know, over the years, they've expanded and even do video games. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually had a call with them recently, and they're a big organization. They got a lot of people. I think there's 30 or some of them, 30, 35 people that work at the Webby Awards. So you definitely have to pay for a registration entry. There is no free ride on that one, but definitely check out the 26th Annual Webby Awards registration. We'll have the link up in the show notes. But of course, probably the big news of the week that everyone's talking about podcasting space is the Facebook Audio Hub for podcast. Live audio and more is really live now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's rolling out. I don't know if it's live to everybody. I can't see the live chat thing. That's a lot like Clubhouse yet, but I do see podcasts now on certain pages and that kind of thing. So this was announced here a few days ago that it's coming out live. So far, only in the U.S. That's the other thing. Eventually, it'll get to other places. And it's only on mobile. That's the other thing. If you're just using Facebook on a computer, that's not going to work. I was looking at somebody pointed out a study that said that less than 2% of the Facebook users come in via computer. I find that hard to believe.
That's amazing. Yeah. I probably do 50-50. So.
Yeah, I'd say I'm at least 60-40. In fact, I don't even open Facebook on my phone unless it's work-related. So, it's one of those things.
One thing that I will mention is next week, Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we're having the Facebook team on the new media show. I'll actually be down in Columbus doing the show from Columbus, but we're going to have the Facebook team on that on for about 30 minutes, not very long. But I'm sure we'll have something to talk about from that appearance next week, Mike. So stand by on that. Yeah.
I played with it a little bit. I got my show on there and actually listened to a couple of shows just to see what the experience was like. It wasn't terrible.
Nope, not at all. So there's been a little bit of a thing going around. Let's Encrypt was a company that came and kind of disrupted the root certificate or certificates on your website, SSL certificates, by giving away SSL certificates where everyone was charging big money for it. But Let's Encrypt kind of did, in our opinion, did a little bad planning, and they expired one of their root certs more quickly than they should have. And it has caused trouble with people's podcasts and websites. So just be aware. There's a good article about it on TechCrunch. But if you're using Let's Encrypt and your site isn't currently non-SSL, in other words, if it's not coming up with a valid SSL, you've probably dodged a bullet. Might be a good thing if you haven't been on your website in a few days just to give it a check.
Yeah, just go visit it because, yeah, things and other weird things that people didn't expect are having issues, like some apps were having some issue, not necessarily podcast related, but just apps in general that were using mm-hmm. the Let's Encrypt. And it isn't the certificate that goes on your site. It's the root certificate behind right. all of that that got yeah. screwed up. So there, most of it has cleared up by now, but there may be some lingering effects.
Yeah, and people have to point towards the new root certificate on there. Yeah. So that's where the challenge came in, especially with an app, they can't update them as fast. So right. people had a little bit of problem. But and they expired that root certificate instead of a year from now with like 60 days or something. It was quick. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just check your website out. There's no issues with SSL. In other words, you get that little lock button in the top left of your taskbar. You know you're good. The last podcast on the left is no longer a Spotify exclusive.
Yeah, that's actually going to take effect in February 2022. But expect some of this stuff because, you know, these two-year contracts that are now coming up, you know, that people went exclusive with this one or that one. And, you know, people are going to be moving around. The upshot of this one is this podcast is currently Spotify exclusive. Once that contract is up, they're moving to SiriusXM, which is going to, what do they call it? Stitcher. Stitcher Studios, but that's owned by SiriusXM. And they'll be distributed as a regular podcast from then on out.
Yep. So I'd be able to get it wherever podcasts are heard. Yep. So She Podcast Live is going on right now in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mackenzie and Aaron from our team are out there. You can definitely, if you want to check in, you can go to shepodcast.com/live. And if you don't listen to the show until the following week, it's already over. But it's literally today, the 14th, is the kickoff event for the next couple of days. So, but we look forward to hearing from Mackenzie Nair next week on how She Podcast was. shepodcast.com/live.
Yeah, I get to produce and publish this show today. Actually, production Kate's going to do, but as far as publishing, that's me this week since Mackenzie's on travel.
And of course, Kate is one of the team, or a team member at blueberrypro.com.
Yep, she was a co-host last week. So
that's right. So let's talk about best practice, and the title that you have for us this week, Mike, is Simpler is Sometimes the Better Choice.
Yeah, I've been running into, you know, a lot of tech support questions, and so this, you know, this isn't really, I don't know, I guess this is more personal to me, because people obsess about the simplest little itty-bitty teeny-weeny things that, you know, then they spend all their time worrying about that, and then you listen to their podcast, and they're obviously distracted, and they're not putting all their eggs into that basket. Just remember, podcasting is an audio format, you know, and for the most part, you know, there is video and mm-hmm. other things out there, but for the most part, it's an audio format. What your site looks like is not really as important as its function, especially if you're doing it the Blueberry way. You know, you want to make that website function first, then mm-hmm. polish it. You know, a great looking website is awesome, but you, in this case, your function has to follow the look. And just because it's simple does not mean it looks bad. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know. You know, some people are more design conscious than others, and you know, of course, you want a nice design, but you know, I don't know. It's just some of the things that people worry so much about. Just it baffles me sometimes that people spend a lot of time. So I would warn you not to spend so much time on that stuff.
You know, I know a lot of people also obsess on how their show notes look on apps and other platforms. Yes. But you know what? That's not what people are going to be reading. No. You know, that if you're doing your job as a podcaster, the number one, they're coming back to your website. Number two, I don't remember the last time I read anybody's show notes in an app. you know, I looked for a show or an episode. I didn't look for, you know, any type of show notes. So, again, show notes will not look as good on the platforms as it does on your own site. And spending a lot of time getting on a particular firm may not be the best use of your time. And yeah, again, some...
I look at, you know, I see these niche platforms, you know, and you think Pandora, you know, that's a very, very popular music platform.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much for podcasts. They're there, and it's cool to be there. But if you're getting on all the other platforms and you're having some trouble getting on Pandora, it's not the end of the world. You'll get on Pandora eventually. They like to wait until you have a little bit of a track record.
Right.
But, you know, obsessing about, I'm not on Pandora. Oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end. No, it's not. You know, Pandora will take it.
You typically will not get on Pandora with one episode.
Right, yeah. You have to have, you know, I would say 7 to 10 before I would apply.
Yeah.
And even if you get there, you know, you're going to get 2 or 3 listeners. Just, you know, I'm just being honest with you. It's not a super popular platform.
And iHeart's kind of the same way, too. They're kind of picky on who they add and when. They do eventually, but sometimes it takes some time. Now, there's
took me a year to get on iHeart.
There's exceptions to that, you know, but generally it takes a little longer on some of those platforms. But, right, don't obsess. Yeah. And plus, you know, if you think about Pandora, iHeart, they're all less than 1% global market share. So your focus needs to be on,
get on the main
Apple
ones.
Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Those, you know, those are the three primary. And Google Podcasts will pick you up automatically almost quicker than anything, but you can submit over there now. But Google normally detects pretty quickly that you have a podcast, especially if you're using our tools.
And I didn't have it in the show notes this week, but I did hear a little thing about their at Google Podcasts, they may be blocking your stuff to 18-year-olds or less, depending on what they feel your age group should be. Just something to be aware of.
Yeah, what they've done is essentially, and I've yet to go and investigate this completely, but if you have a... if you're part of a network and your show's on a single site and you have a show that are a couple adult nature, you might get sucked into an over 18 crowd just by default of who you're associated with. This is the value of having your show on your.com standalone. That way there's really no external influence on how Google decides to classify if your show is adult in nature. Now, if you're doing something explicit, you should mark that episode explicit.
Oh, definitely.
It's very important to do that.
You know, it's very similar to what they've been doing on YouTube. You know, now when you upload a new YouTube video, you have to mark it specifically. Is this for kids or not for kids? Mm-hmm. And I think they're kind of extending that policy onto their podcast platform.
Yep. So anyway, that's your best practice of the... of the week. Like you said in the show notes, Mike, pick your battles, figure which ones. Yeah. That's the most important thing. But let's move on to Blueberry News. You know, we show after show after show, we've been making big announcements, and we're in between big releases, but we're working behind the scenes on something very big, and that's the stat system. That's a major, major overhaul. And so we will, I guess the best thing to say is we're getting ready for the next update.
Next big thing, so we'll definitely tell you all about it when it gets here and maybe give you an opportunity to beta test. We'll see.
Yeah, our writing team's been busy, so what have they been cranking out?
Well, let's see, Tara, I always forget how to pronounce her name, but anyway, she wrote up a nice piece on how to use Headliner, or, you know, how to use that to your advantage. Headliner is something that's integrated with Blueberry, and you can make a video representation of your podcast to post on social and other places. It's kind of cool.
And it's free to use, but they do have a paid tier that unlocks and gives you more, I guess, usability of it, but you can use it free for a certain number of episodes a month. But definitely check Headliner out. Again, it's integrated in your episode area in the new dashboard of the dashboard. Also, Facebook, what's going on there? We've done a blog post on what's going on with Facebook, right?
Yeah, you know, going on with that, what we've talked about in the news section, they have Facebook for Creators. Basically, what it is you can have a page for your podcast. So if you don't have a Facebook page for your podcast, you can go ahead and create one. And then there's a way of adding your podcast episodes to that page in a special podcast section. It's kind of cool. Like I said, I experimented with it a little bit. It's not particularly hard. If you need any help with that, of course, give us a holler, and I can show you how to do that. It's pretty easy. And anyway, it just makes your show available on Facebook Mobile. And I did do a little testing. Like I said, I listened to a couple of shows just to see what the experience was. Now, when you're watching a video on Facebook, if you scroll away from it, it stops playing. Or if you close your phone, you know, and you put it back in your pocket, it stops playing. Podcast does not. So that's a cool feature
that you
can listen to a podcast, get started on a podcast, and you could just, you know, close out your phone, stick it in your pocket, and it keeps playing. So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't really test anything about playlists or anything like that, but yeah, you know, for an individual show, you know, if you don't have any other way of doing it, well, that's the way of doing it.
And if you happen to be listening to this show while you're at She Podcast, go visit Aaron and McKenzie and say hi to them to get some swag.
Yes.
They got a good stack of swag over there. And of course, you know, you can always get swag here too by sending us, we'll talk about the end of the show, but there's address in our show notes where you can always send off to get a care package. Our blueberry pro tip of the week, Toby has the week off, so nothing on that, but you do have an interview, don't you, Mike?
Yes, I interviewed Natty Bumper Car, which is obviously a stage name. Natty does a podcast. Think of a modern version of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, sort of, kind of vibe to it. But, you know, he plays the character of Natty Bumper Car. It's called the Bumper Podcast. And we'll explain all that in the interview here. But he never broke character. It was a little weird.
Okay.
But I liked it. I liked it.
All right. So here you go with the Natty Bumper Car and the Bumper Podcast interview.
Hey, Natty, thanks for being on the show. How are you doing today?
Yeah. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Yeah. So you're the big winner of our free year of hosting for giving us feedback on our new dashboard. So thanks for the feedback, of course, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love when I saw the new dashboard. Like, I've been hosted with you guys for like 12 years, and I'm thrilled because it feels like in the last year, like, there's been, you guys have really been working, toiling back there.
Yeah, and we've got more to come. We're still working on stuff, but we're just rolling it out in pieces. Because if we tried to do it all at once, we would probably screw it up. So
everything would break. Everything would implode. Don't do that.
Yeah. So we put one thing out, work the bugs out of it, and then go on to the next thing. We started with PowerPress, and now doing the dashboard and publisher, and the next thing is going to be stats, and then we got a whole list of stuff. So, but again, thanks for your feedback on that. And you've been podcasting, you said, for 12 years. Wow, it's a lot of people are just starting, or like Todd and I, we've been around for coming up on 17 years. Wow.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the OGs. I'm just an OG.
There you go. But you started, in 09, you said?
I think it was in July 09. I had to look it up for something else the other day, and so now that's stuck in my head.
You do a show called, what is it, the Bumper Cast? Is that what you call it?
The Bumper Podcast.
Bumper Podcast.
So I'm Natty. Yeah, I'm Natty Bumper Car. And I have an affliction where I try to make everything have something to do with my name. So I for a while I was selling dog treats, and those were bumper bones. Right now in my studio where I am, it's called the Bumper Barn. It's really unnecessary and ridiculous, but it gives me an ounce of joy in the world, which I'm desperate to have.
There you go. Yeah, you can use that these days for sure.
I mean, yeah, it's very important. Any good joy you can find, grab onto it.
So how did you get started in podcast? What made you want to do a podcast?
Well, I was in, when I went to college, I started doing stand-up comedy, and I started, I worked at the college radio station, which was WUOG 90.5 FM in Athens, Georgia. And I had a couple of radio shows there. And then kind of when I left college, went to grad school in New York City and didn't have a radio station there and couldn't do comedy because I didn't know anybody and I couldn't figure out. Like, I went to a club once and I knocked on the door and I was like, hi, I do stand up comedy. And they said, no, you don't. And I was like, okay, there goes that dream. I just didn't know anybody. And pretty soon after that, some friends of mine introduced me to doing flash cartoons on the web. And so I started making little cartoons, which they're on my website. And then it's kind of, that's where the fork hit the road, is it's like, oh, cool, I can make these things because I'm a painter by trade. And my paintings, this gets very confusing and convoluted. I apologize.
That's all right.
But it's so I'm from a place called Coffee Can Alley, and all of my stuff is related to or tied to in some way Coffee Can Alley. And so the paintings are supposed to illustrate part of Coffee Can Alley. And my,
and that's a real place.
No, well, it's in my brain.
But okay, there you go.
It's as real as anything feels. Hey, these days.
Real is real, regardless, right?
Yeah. My full proper name is Natty Bumper Car, King of the Elephants, the Artful Otter, Mayor of Coffee Can Alley, Doer of Things, Maker of Stuff, which is far too long to put on a card. But yeah,
make a bigger card.
I know. It's like a tome, a giant book. But so I think I started, like, any way that my brain can figure out how to get this Coffee Can Alley stuff out of it is helpful for me, because otherwise I'll just sit and talk to my wife about it forever, and she's quite sick of me talking about talking mice and silly whales and whatever.
So suffice it to say, your show has probably a comedy bent to it.
It seems to have a comedy bent to it. Yes. It's definitely improvised. It kind of has a through line. I mean, like, if you listen from episode one up to episode, I think we're at 403. There's definitely reoccurring jokes and bits and narratives that are brought on. There's a cavalcade of characters who are on the show. There's Doodle Poodle. There's Rufus T. Rufus. He's my lawyer.
There you go.
If there was a foil, if there was a bad guy on the show, it would be Rufus T. Rufus, because he tends to want to help, but he also invariably tries to take over the show or take the show away from us. So he's kind of like our frenemy, I guess.
Yes. As some lawyers can be. So
yes. So being from Georgia, his accent is very Southern, like has a drawl and everything. And when I force my wife to listen to my podcast, she hears Rufus and she's just like, I don't like him. And I'm just like, it's okay.
You can actually get your wife to listen to your podcast. I'm going to have to learn how to do that.
Yeah. So here's what you do. You go on a long trip. Make sure that the child safety locks are locked so she can't escape. And then you put it on. And you also, I let her keep her phone so she can still, ignore me somewhat, but it's still on enough that she can hear it.
Yeah, that's cruel and unusual.
So. I'm
or at sure. least unusual, I'm sure.
It's definitely unusual, yes. But my children seem to enjoy it. And so what I'll do is I'll say, look, at least they're quiet, you know, like, and then they'll ask the questions, because we have Aloysius J. Pig, Robot. There's a producer. His name is Producer. He's a frog. there's Spot Elliott and Peanut Lou. I mean, there's like a ridiculous amount. Like, it's a whole world.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, somewhat serious question. Is this meant for children or adults that think they're children? Or, you know, what's your target audience?
So it's definitely, it's family friendly and it's clean. And it's, I mean, I try to give it a wide berth. The best description that someone gave it on kind of like a write-up, I guess, was that it feels like Adult Swim, but for kids.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my, I love that.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, I'm sure.
Yeah, because it's random, it's tangential. Every episode is kind of its own bottle episode, I guess, where it's kind of self enclosed, but then also like there are the tendrils that reach out to other things.
So it's serialized, but not so much that you have to listen to the one before to understand what's going on.
Yes, and the characters do tend to do a ridiculous thing where every episode they'll come on and they'll introduce themselves as their names. So if someone did want to jump in to the, you know, the show at any episode, they'll probably get, for instance, like Aloysius J. Pig will say, hey, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. And so you're immediately introduced to characters and can kind of pick up on.
Now, do you do all the characters yourself?
That's a very interesting question that I've been paying therapists for years to figure out who exactly is doing all of these characters. yeah, that's the best answer I can give.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yes. Sometimes my children come on and they love talking to all the different kids, much more so than they love talking to me. They'll be like, Dad, can you leave? I would like to talk to Doodle Poodle. And I'm like, okay, cool. I made you, but sure, let's go get Doodle Poodle.
Well, it sounds like a ball. I didn't pre-listen to any episodes because I usually like to come into these things cold. So, now I'm curious.
You should. I would say the last episode was it's very indicative of the show. The two previous episodes were very strange. Sometimes it's just me talking. I try to take pieces of my life and expound upon them. I when I kind of crack the mic or when I hit record, I don't really know where the episode's going to go. And I think the previous one to this last episode, I actually was talking about like my experience being in New York City on September 11th, 20 years ago.
Oh, and yeah. Yeah.
It's a heavy ish episode. I mean, and I do every so often talk about, you know, serious emotions. And, at one point we had our dog Irving Brown Sox, who was 16 years old and he passed away. And so like, I mean, this was probably 2.5-3 years ago, but I remember being in a mentally very rough space and speaking to that on the podcast.
It's one of the harder things you got to go through.
It's brutal. Holy cow. I had no idea. But yeah, it broke me in weird existential ways. But I, you know, it's, there's can be a rawness to the podcasts. And like I said earlier, like I do stand-up comedy and I tend to be very silly. Even when I'm on stage, I family friendly. I don't love to curse because it just, it sad sounds.
Sometimes you don't need to.
Yeah. And, but even with that, like there can be some pathos involved, where even though a lot of my stuff is shiny and bright and animals and silly, like there can be an undercurrent of like, oh, okay, there's some depth to this is what we try to aim for.
Right. Yeah. Why not? And yeah, it sounds like you're definitely using it as a creative outlet. As far as the podcast goes, like I said, I talk to a lot of people, you know, and they all have different, you know, motivations to get into podcasting and, you know, as opposed to doing, say, a YouTube channel or, you know, something else. It sounds like this really lends itself to audio.
Yeah, it definitely does. During quarantine, just to kind of keep from going crazy, my children and I, so I have now a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, two boys. Mm-hmm. We made a show, it was a live streaming show called Hanging Out with Pig and Pals. So Aloysius J. Pig. And we set up a little studio in our basement. And every day I think it was like 8 months, we would live stream like a 20-minute show. And it was definitely like, it was the happiest time of the day. Like that the kids were like, would get out of their heads, get away from their devices and would really like interact and everything. And it was the closest like visual form of the bumper podcast that I've ever.
Right. Yeah. That sounds like it.
And well, yeah. And they loved it. And so they had their own characters and it was just a real treat to watch their kind of art, not artistic, but their.
I hear a character in the background there.
Yeah, that's Banjo back there. He's
I had a beagle named Banjo.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So he was supposed to be a beagle. So we had, 3 years ago, Irving Brown Sox passed away. He was a border collie black lab. Mm-hmm. So smart, so sweet, so cute. A year later, we got Popcorn, and she's a beagle black lab. And she's very sweet, very sweet. And not to besmirch her on a podcast, but she's not very smart.
Oh, yeah. Beagles are untrainable.
Yeah, she's very stubborn. And like you go to walk her or whatever, and like she just pulls this weight that you're like, how can I not pull you? What is happening right now? What are you doing?
I have two of them in the office with me right now. So two beagles.
Oh, wow. Wow. Good for you. And they're silent as mice.
They're sleeping. You might hear snoring in the background, but.
She had some separation anxiety and I convinced my wife, I was like, she needs a friend. She needs a friend. And my wife was like, no more dogs. And it was kind of this back and forth dance we did for a while. And then we rescued Banjo as a foster 3 weeks before or 2 weeks before Christmas. And he was supposed to be a beagle puppy. Looked like a beagle. Everything about him screamed beagle. And well, as it turns out, he's a pointer. And
yep, much bigger.
He won't stop growing. Like it's become like we're in a kind of a Clifford the Red Dog situation where it's just like he's this monstrous being that he'll walk into a room and like everything you're just like, oh my gosh, there's this animal in here. What is this? He's very smart and very sweet.
You can never tell from a puppy what they're gonna look like when they grow up, unless you're absolutely sure. Of the parents, because we work for a beagle rescue called the Midwest Brew, they call it Beagle Education something. I don't know. There's an acronym for it, but anyway, the first beagle we got was a puppy that we got from the breeder, you know, the people that had the beagles. So we got to meet the mom and the dad, so we were sure about him. And then we got another one that we rescued. And the second one turned out to be a much bigger dog, but still a beagle. So So oh. What's known as a 15-inch beagle. So, hey, back to beagle talk. No.
Yeah, no, we're talking about beagles. And I can go on about beagles for days. Yeah, oh, the barks are very loud, shockingly loud.
Oh, yes, very much so. Anyway, and people that have listened to this show for a long time have heard my beagles in the past. Oh, so okay. they periodically make themselves known on a show.
Well, and so that's an interesting thing with my show too, is it can be rough around the edges. Like I do try to make the sound quality the best I can. I have my studio set up with my boom mic, but whatever, it's on the
boom arm. Yep.
Yeah. And I have the little, what is it called? Spit protect, protect, whatever the same
pop
is.
Filter.
Pop filter. I knew it was something with a P. Yes. So I do try to, and I get all my settings as good as I can. And
hey, your audio sounds good to me today. So.
Oh, thank you. But there are definite times when the dog will bark or whatever. And it's, I don't care. Like I'm not out for like perfect.
Well, that's the charm of podcasting is it's real people in a lot of cases. Now there's a whole lot of big commercial podcasts out there now and all that. But if you think about it back when, you started and, when Todd and I had started way back in 2004 and 2005, it was just an independent thing. It wasn't these big companies that were making podcasts. And that's the type of podcast I like to listen to. They're real people. The audio quality, you want it to be good. You definitely don't want it to be terrible, but also make it real, you said you were in a barn, you joked. I'm literally in a shed in my backyard. That I'm purpose built for a studio office.
That's cause, and, so. Yeah, that's what I did a year ago in November. I have a 14 by 24 foot barn or shed. It's really a shed, but I call it a barn because it's red outside.
Sure.
And I'm now. It's been like a process. So I got the footings and then paid for that. Then got the shed, paid for that. Then got electricity, paid for that. So now I'm at the point where I have a mountain of rock wool insulation and sheetrock. And for a month and a half, every day I come out and try to, do an hour.
Section,
yeah. And with the goal being to have a professional studio in the back corner with soundproofing and everything. Cause I do voiceover work sometimes and, some radio stuff. And so great. I can have that back there if I need it, but for the podcast, I'm still going to do it.
That's great. Yeah. I built this little 12 by 12, in 2020 over the summer and, got it all finished at one time, and then I just made the walkway out to it finally. So now I actually have a sidewalk coming out to it.
Anyway. I'm so jealous. I was walking out here last night, and we're at the time of year where it's
another bit of that happens to me too.
Ephemeral audio, where at in the mornings and nights are kind of dewy and wet, and I was walking out here through the grass and I was just like, oh, I just want a pathway, like it's just like some like or even an I forgot to put a light outside of this building, and so it's dark over here, and I'm just like, there's little things that I could have easily done.
You have to plan it out. It took me a little while to get all the bugs worked out of this place too, and it's been great though. I it's so much better than my basement was. That's where my office was before, and now I'm out here, and like I said, the wife can do whatever she wants in the house, and But I get the same thing. I'm not too far from the road. You know, the ambulance goes by or a cop car goes by or whatever. People hear it. I got an airport nearby. You know, and some of that, like I said, it's the charm of podcasting. It's the ambiance of, you know, people living their real life. You know, if I'm sitting in somebody's living room having a conversation with them, I'm going to be subject to all the noises, the dog barks, the cops going by, the, you know, whatever. You know, that's real life. And I think, you know, indie podcasters like us, we're real life.
Yeah, I told my wife once, because she did, she asked if I cared about that stuff. And I was like, well, you know me. No, like, I've had this shirt on for 3 days. I don't really care about that stuff. But I was just like, but if somebody wanted to back a truckload of money up to me, fine. I will make it as clear as you want it. Like, fine. But this is my, like, little bit of joy, so I can do it however I want to.
Yeah, that's the beauty of podcasting. Again, is no rules too, you know, you can do what you want to do, you know. So anyway, what was I gonna say? I always have other questions that I always forget to ask, and then when we quit recording, I go, oh, I should have said that, you know. So But yeah, so oh yeah, I guess, you know, I'm a gearhead. Technically, how do you record? What kind of microphone? What you know, are you using an interface? How does that work?
Yep. So I've got an M Audio mobile pre USB with Phantom power. It's just got two channels on it, and that goes to which mic am I using right now? Oh, right now I just have my M Audio Nova.
Okay.
It's, I don't really know what it is. It's a, I can never remember. Like,
sounds like a sounds like a good condenser.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, because I'm hearing a little bit of reverb off the walls, and usually that's what condensers will do. So that's all right, but sounds good.
and at some point, I've only been in here with all my stuff for a couple of months. And so it's all here.
Yes. But you know, it's all in boxes.
Yes. I've packed things up and moved, but like the actual, this setup, I took like whole piece, like, cause I was like, don't want to mess up any plugs. Don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Like I've got a nicer microphone that I bought at some point and for all of this stuff. And so it's just waiting somewhere.
But no, you sound great. No problems here, whatever. I just was, you know, I always like to get into the gear a little bit because I am the more technical person due to the fact that I have to work on technical problems all day. So
I've got a friend of mine gave me these, they're called Grado Labs SR60 headphones.
Mm-hmm.
He told me they're very nice and I love them. I don't know if they're nice or not, but they look neat. So
yeah. Oh, that's good. That's, and you know, once they sound all right, well, who cares what they are, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. And then I record just straight into iTunes. No, GarageBand.
GarageBand. Okay.
Yeah. So, a long time ago, I would mess with Audacity and try stuff in there. But now I kind of, once I figured out a template for GarageBand, then I can just, I have a blank and then I just duplicate off of there. And
do you do a lot of editing?
Not really. It's interesting because usually my episodes are 15 minutes. Well, when they first started, I think they were 3 minutes. They were so fast for probably 20 episodes or so. And then it bumped up. Like it was a big deal when it went to 5 minutes. And now it's up to 15 to 18 minutes for the last few years. And if you listen to it, you're like, oh, wow, did that just take 20 minutes to make? And so, no, that took about an hour and a half or two. But the editing isn't like what you would consider like going back through and taking out the,
you know, take the ums and ahs out or anything.
Yeah, it's more just by nature of how many characters there are and how they're interacting, having to do a lot of drop-ins and because I will say there's only one microphone, but if there's six characters and they're all talking to each other, that has to happen somehow. Yep. I don't know how. I'm being cagey, I'm being coy, but Yeah, it's yeah.
So it's a bit of an edit there. So yeah, a lot of my friends that are, you know, podcast consultants and stuff like that, they always say that to do a proper podcast, it's generally can be up to 4 to 1. So, you know, you do a 15-minute show, it's going to take you an hour. Yep. You know, something like that. Now, with me on this show, we're lucky we have Kate who edits for us. So Todd and I are talent. So, you know, like when we're done recording this, I just send it to her. It's, you know, she takes out and makes us all sound smarter, and it's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. I once made the mistake. I love that you just called yourself the talent. I went into the house and I was in the middle of recording something. I went in to grab something, and my wife was like, "Hey, can you do like?" And I was just like, "I'm in the middle of recording something." And she kept going, and I was like, "You're speaking to the talent right now." And I was joking, but sometimes my wife does not enjoy my my jokes.
Sense of humor is not necessarily included all the time.
No, they always, it's fun always in the movies. They're just like, you know, people love people with a sense of humor, and you do initially, but we've been together for 20 years or so. And I think at a point you're just like, I don't like your jokes. Like, stop with the jokes. They should stop soon. You're like, okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, I know how that can be for sure. Like I said, we I don't edit this one. I have my own show, and I will edit maybe sometimes, but usually I'm trim the ends, run it through the processor, ship it. You know, I really detest editing if I can help it. But I'm not doing anything as elaborate as it sounds like you're doing.
So. Yeah, I find, the smallest amount of time is the recording, kind of. And then it takes me a while to export. Then I go through the media uploader. And then I run it through, what is it called? There's a transcript program that I finally started doing, just because I've been doing this forever, and I try to figure, I'm just like, how can I, not that I want it to grow and be huge or whatever, but it's just like, how can I help feed my garden, basically? And so I was like, oh, transcripts would be a nice thing. Mm-hmm. And Otter, I think it's called, or something like that. Okay. I don't know. But so then I upload it to there. Then I have to go, once it finishes its little job, I have to go through and kind of,
you got to trim it up for sure. Yeah. The transcripts that you get from those automated services are never perfect.
No. Yeah. There's a lot of,
and you know, Blueberry has ours that we're associated with. You could sign up for free as well.
Wait, what? Now, hold on a second. I'm learning something here. Please tell me more.
Yeah. It's now I'm forgetting what it's called. Hang on a sec here. We'll make sure.
I was actually worried when I was just talking about it. I was like, I hope I'm not talking about a competitor.
No, not a competitor. But there is a, let's see, it's called Audio Burst. And you can sign up for Audio Burst right at blueberry.com in your dashboard. And Audio Burst will send you the transcript for free.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to definitely try that for my next episode. That's
exciting. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no harm doing it in multiple places, but this one, one of the services they provide is a transcript. Usually takes me, when I publish an episode, might take a half an hour, and I get an email with a transcript.
Yeah, that's okay. It's so pretty, that's slick. Similar. Yeah, so once I get that stuff and I go into my WordPress site, mm-hmm. then I set everything up and we'll publish it. And then I go back through the Blueberry dashboard and I go into Headliner. Mm-hmm. And this is these are like little things that I've just started.
Yep. Yeah. Audio Burst is right next to Headliner now in the new dashboard.
So okay. It rung a bell. So, yep. Okay.
It's the pink box.
See, all right. And then I make one of those little videos, a little clip, mm-hmm. and then I push that out everywhere. Because, you know, it's funny, like, doing this so long, like, at one point, a lot of my time was spent, like, all right, I have to find every single directory to put it into. All right. Yep. And then like, all right, well, now that's done. Now it's like, there's like, you know, just this, like, I give it like 10% of my time. Like, all right, what are we going to do now to promote or push or whatever?
Right. Yeah. You know, there's 100 ways of doing it. And, you know, we try to provide some of the tools and best practices and all that. That's what the show, you know, Podcast Insider is all about. So, hey, again, congratulations on winning the contest and the feedback. Glad we had a customer that's been with us that long. That's awesome. And thanks.
Thank you seriously so much. I really appreciate it. And when I got the email, I was like, you won. I was like, no, I didn't. I don't win. That's not something I do. I don't win things.
Right. We'll give you the shameless plug section here. How do people find your show and find you?
Well, you can just go, it's very easy, to nattybumpercar.com. So that's NATTYBUM percar.com. And that's my website. And that's where the podcast lives. Or if you want just to find the podcast, you can go to bumperpodcast.com and it'll take you to the page on nattybumpercar.com that has all the links and all the episodes and stuff.
Very good. Well, thanks for being on the show, and again, congratulations. You'll have to start paying us in 2022.
You'll come and find me, you and your beagles. Right?
Yes, we'll sick the beagles on you.
No, please don't do it.
They might lick you to death.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Have a great day. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Mike, I did have a chance to listen to that interview before after you got it put up in the system, and interesting interview for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely a character, and that's the whole point. You know, the show seems to be, for mostly kids, but adults too. It is interesting. I listened to a couple episodes and thought it was cool.
All right. So, question of the week is upon us. And Mike, you get questions all the time. And this is, I think I know where this one come from.
Yeah, I threw you a softball there, Todd.
Yeah, he said, let me read the question. My podcast host is asking me to leave because I become too popular. Help. Oh, well, it's very simple. Come to Blueberry. And what has happened recently is we have started to get some podcasters that are clamoring for a new host because they're essentially being kicked off their current podcast host because they become too popular. They're, you know, they're supposedly on a growth podcast platform, quote unquote, and yet you grow too big and you outgrow. Yeah, you outgrown it and you get thrown to the curb. So Blueberry is very, very clear on our hosting plans. If you are an independent podcast creator not doing a commercial podcast, you are eligible for a flat rate account. Mm-hmm. In other words, unlimited flat rate account. If you're doing advertising and you become a commercial show and grown very successful, we would ask you to become a pro customer. That happens very rarely.
Yeah.
Because very rarely, because most shows automatically go into that category to begin with. Yeah. Businesses and so forth.
They need more features and whatnot. Like our pro, right. Pro system has a few things that our flat rate system doesn't.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we do not kick someone off because they're popular. We want you to grow your podcast. And we take the good with the bad. And, you know, there's a few.
We have a pretty high bandwidth shows on there right now.
Very high bandwidth independent content creators that are moving, you know, hundreds of terabytes of traffic, which in turn cost us thousands of dollars.
Right. But we have a lot of shows that are not using a ton of bandwidth, which makes up the difference. And that's how we do it.
It's a trade. Yeah. And matter of fact, you know, it's when you have to do a bank transfer to pay your hosting bill, like we do, It is what it is. But I'm just it astonishes me that you have a podcast host telling a popular show you've got to go. It blows me away.
It seemed to me that it would be something worth like a marketing opportunity to say, hey, look at this show. It just baffles me that they'd want to get rid of this show.
You know, I'm not going to out the provider.
No.
But you're safe here at Blueberry with your shows. We're not going to ask you to leave. And matter of fact, in the history of the company, we've actually only ever fired one customer.
Yep, he deserved it.
There was one customer we fired, and
it wasn't for bandwidth.
No, not for bandwidth. And so that's the entire time we've been in business, just one.
Yeah,
ever since 2005. So, and we weren't the only company to have fired him. He'd been fired from some other hosts as well. So, that tells you how toxic that. Anyway, let's get off the negative. But again, we take care of our podcasters here.
Yes. So, yeah, like I said, you get really big, you can stick with us.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. If you want to keep track, go ahead. You want to promote this? Go ahead.
Yeah. Friend of the show, of course, Daniel J. Lewis has a little service out there, and I told him I would mention it a couple of times here for you guys because it is a cool service. But if you want to keep track of all your ratings and reviews from every country in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podchaser, CastBox, and, all in one place, you can check out my podcast reviews. And as Kate and I talked about, rating and reviews are cool. They may not help you in getting more listeners, but they could, because it's social proof. But if you want to keep track of all that stuff, mypodcastreviews.com.
All right. Thanks for doing that, Mike. So if you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And, of course, this week we're coming to you via the new media studio here in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, first produced by the Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. And if you like our sweet resonant sounds, you definitely want to talk to the Blueberry Pro team, their full-service production team. Definitely check them out. But don't forget, you can schedule one-on-one with myself, hosting customers only. I do this if you basically talk about your show, help your show growth, any questions you may have. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike as well, hosting customers only. Again, you can email todd@blueberry.com for the one-on-one. The checkup tech checkup with Mike at mike@blueberry.com. And of course, as always, you can send us a podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry care package. Now, if you don't have a podcast sticker, don't worry. Just send us the envelope. We'll still send you some stuff back. And our mailing address is on the website on which this show resonates at podcast.
We got lots of stuff on the shelves
there
at the office in Columbus. So we'd be happy to send some of it your way.
That's for sure. So I think
that's it.
That's it. We're going to get you out of here. Of course, the interview wrapped us pretty close to a normal time close. But those of you that have been watching on the live stream, thanks for being here. Definitely listen to the podcast and listen to the interview. Follow or subscribe at podcastinsider.com. Mike, thanks for your getting the show out today. We definitely appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to everybody next week or talk at you next week.
Yeah. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider. See ya. Bye-bye.